The funny thing is that you named a mic that's like $129. Yeah. Like the mic that you said is like your money mic is $129.
Well, yeah, I mean, just have 1,000 of them and fuck it. I mean, the Beatles use a 57, fuck it. They get all the shit.
Yeah. The Shure SM7B, someone said the Shure SM7B, and I've been using that with those at work for years, and those are great responsive mics. They're a little quiet. You need to get something in there to boost them, but they're good mics.
Cloud lifters.
Yeah, cloud lifters work okay. The problem with cloud lifters, I find, though, is that fucking, like the building, like we had cloud lifters in here for a while. A fucking building is just like, yeah, guess what? You're going to be getting some cell reception on this thing, whatever the fuck.
And there's an impedance mismatched with some of these mics.
That didn't make any sense. Whatever you just said didn't make any sense.
Okay, fine.
We're losing them, guys. We're losing them.
Are we live?
Yes, we're live.
Oh, hey, everybody. How you guys doing? Oh, hey,
everyone. And if you want to hear about mic talk, you can subscribe to my new podcast, Mike and Me.
You gotta call it
Mike
Magic
and Mindy.
Mike. How do you not call it?
Yeah,
Mike
there you
podcast.
Go.
Magic
there.
Mike.
Magic Mike.
Magic Mike. All
That's right. a podcasting you know podcast off? About podcasts. It's like guys, the Seinfeld of podcasts.
If we get enough patron dollars, Ian will do a special Magic Mike episode with his shirt off. That's right. Ooh, Ian will talk microphones topless
the whole time.
I'll get all my fancy
time.
Mics.
Yeah, we'll do a magic mic special for patrons only, but we've got to get to a certain level of patronage. It's enough for him to buy one of those new 67 mics that are like a
All right, and here's that bit. We're 3210 right now. 3280.
Yeah,
and then we're there.
Yeah, that's all it takes. Just a little.
All right, that's a great show, everybody.
I wasn't kidding, though. We'll force him to do that.
I'm not
kidding. Wait a minute. Can we tell our employees to take their shirts off, Cecil? Is that
Tom will hold him in a fucking headlock the whole time and make him do it. Like, Tom will make him do it. So good.
While we're here, the new merch emporium, there is a link also on dissonancepod.com/shop.
Look at that!
If you want this good soup. And we're going to be adding some other stuff, so let us know what you want.
Yeah.
On a scale from one to quality, how high are these shirts?
We haven't found out yet. Has anybody ordered any and have they gotten it yet? Somebody said actually, never mind. That's not the wrong.
Drinking bourbon out of my cognitive dissonance mug, which is also branded merch that you can buy from our dissonance pod shop, by the way, just letting you know.
Man. I want some branded How's everybody bourbon doing tonight? Can we get some branded bourbon? Can we make our own cognitive dissonance? That's probably illegal.
I'm sure we could pay that shitty spirits place in Chicago, the distiller in Chicago, to shit something out for us. God, that's terrible.
The fucking level worst. It is just the absolute worst.
So bad.
Jesus.
I still do have you can't see it anymore, but hold on a second.
Oh, you got the welcome sign. Look at that.
I got to figure out a place to put it maybe back here so that there's welcome somewhere around here.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. It's hard to put. Cog Dis Malort, ban that person. Whoever said that, ban them.
Okay. Sorry.
The Travis. Worst. But if I could put it somewhere over here. This welcome sign is like one of my – I know the globe bar over there is one of your prized possessions. This welcome sign is like – I love this thing so much. It's genuinely like this is the whale cum is my spirit animal. Like it's amazing.
I just you know what, Cecil? I love that
it classy is not the place, right?
It's classy. It's what it is.
Classy the place. That's what we do.
God damn.
That's what we do. Yeah, good stuff.
For listeners, somebody just said we're celebrating here in Portland where the air quality is officially just unhealthy now for the first time.
Oh my god.
I was watching some of the air quality reports out in Portland. They were the worst in the
world.
They didn't have fucking they had numbers, but they didn't even have like a category that made sense anymore for how bad that shit was out in the suburbs near the fires. You guys that are out there, I mean, man, that sounds, I've seen the pictures. It looks terrifying. It looks absolutely terrifying. I hope you guys are all doing well and staying safe and when possible, getting the hell out of there. If you need to get the hell out of there, that's just
there's so many communities that got destroyed by that too. They just rolled right through there, and there was so many fires up there. So many fires.
They're still like crazy. They're talking about like like more dry lightning. And I mean, it's just,
oh
God, it's a good thing climate change isn't a problem. That's all. I'm glad. Can you imagine how bad this would be if we had climate change?
Oh gosh, could you imagine how bad it'd be if they weren't out there every year picking up their forest, cleaning it up for the place or whatever?
Why those guys are rake? They got. Did you hear like fucking Knuckle Nuts said
idiot
about like what an we don't idiot. Have these kind of fires elsewhere in the world? It's like Australia and Brazil. Australia, the whole of Australia caught on fire this year. That was still this year. Yeah. The Amazon, incidentally, is still on fire. That hasn't changed. It's that we're just like, fucking, I can't with that anymore. Like, we can't. At some point, we're like, that's far away and everything's bad here. That didn't get better from when we were upset about it before. That's actually gotten worse since what we were talking about before. It's fucking unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And he's just like, the rest of the world doesn't have this problem. Like, what are you talking about? And then he named like Austria, like people like live in the forest in Austria. Do you see that? People had to be like, we don't live in the forest. Like, we have cities. Like,
no. Did he say that out loud?
Yeah, man. Like, hang on. I'm going to find what he said real quick. Because it's just like,
oh God.
The Australian minister had to say, no, we do not live in forests. That's what he said.
What is...
You look at countries, Austria, you look at so many countries, they live in the forest. They're considered forest cities, so many of them, and they don't have fires like this, and they have more explosive trees.
What does he think? We live on Endor? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? A forest city.
They have more explosive trees, as if trees, Cecil, are rated on an explosivity index, right? You're just like, oh yeah, I'm only going to plant trees that are four or less on the explosivity index. Those TNT trees, boom, they'll go up fucking drop of a hat.
You go up to one of them on 4th of July and you light it and it just goes, you're like, oh, it's a dud, man. Fuck. My fucking explosive tree didn't blow up. Motherfuck.
Like,
what the
fuck? One guy like runs over, like kicks it real fast, and, like runs away like,
It's just two giant guys holding trees toward each other and shooting each other as they light off like a Roman candle fight.
Oh my God.
What a fucking fool.
Christ.
Jesus.
They're considered forest cities.
Did you see this week when he did that town hall and they were talking to him and somebody said coronavirus response? He's like, yeah, it's Biden's fault.
Yeah. Biden said, what he said is like something like, yeah, Biden said that he was going to make a mask mandate. Where's his mask mandate? Like, he's a private citizen. He's not even in government. What would he mandate? He could mandate that everyone in his house has to do it. I can't even do that in my house. If I can't even mandate in my house, the people in my house would be like, we do what we want. Like, I'm not even in charge of this fucking address.
Unreal. This is just unreal, dude.
Fuck.
Oh. All right. So we want to do a couple stories tonight. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the stream. Hope you guys are doing well.
Hey, guys.
We did record with Knowledge Fight tonight. So we were that'll be releasing on Monday. So we just recorded with them. We just got off the intertubes with them, hanging out with them. So it should be a lot of fun. We are going to be doing a story, though. So we want to do this Mark Taylor one. Ian, can you throw it up on the big screen there? So this is Mark Taylor says Patriots may take, and Patriots is in tiny quotes there. I don't know if you can see that. Patriots in tiny quotes may take, quote, matters into their own hands, end quote, if Trump doesn't arrest Democrats soon. So this is Mark Taylor from his, this is actually... what's that show that he was on with the guy that looks like a ghost? The Mick Files.
Oh, the Mick Files. Yep.
Mick Files. Yeah. So he's on the Mick Files, talking to, the Mick. And, so here we go. We're going to play it. I'm going to skip over their disclaimer. Mostly. There we go.
But you can't go in and start arresting a lot of these people right now because it looked like he was a dictator trying to arrest his opposition during the election.
I mean,
like a dictator.
No, I mean, like, and this would be the time where this would be the only indicator that he was a dictator. There wouldn't be any other indicators whatsoever.
I love it. Like, the whole time that he wasn't arresting people, he was just about to. And now the reason he's arresting people is because he can't. Because, like, the optics are bad. Really?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Because Donald Trump is refraining from doing something because the optics are bad.
Right.
I wouldn't want to look authoritarian, says Donald Trump about himself. What?
Yeah. This is a guy who's like, no, both sides of the white supremacy argument are good.
Right. This is a guy who, like,
that guy.
cleared out all the fucking like legitimate First Amendment protesters in front of the fucking White House so we could stroll across the lawn and have a photo op.
For literally for optics, right? He did bad optics for good optics. Yeah, he traded them off.
God damn.
That's the problem.
The day after he wins,
all bets
Katie barred the door. All bets are off.
Who's Katie?
She's, she's the only one with the bar for the door.
Katie Barr. It's Bill Barr's wife or something, right?
Oh, Katie Barr the door. Katie Barr. Yeah. I love it. Okay, so here's the thing, Cecil.
Yeah,
and I can't even stomach the notion of saying it. Oh, swear to God,
I can't wait to hear you say it. Yeah, this would be. Perfect.
If he wins,
oh God,
November 4th, we got to play this clip again because Katie Barr the day after, right? That's
yeah,
it.
Right. Yeah.
It's happening today. Yeah. If he doesn't win, the thing is, like, even if he loses, shouldn't he do this? What does he have to lose at that point?
Right. Yeah.
So, I they're going to November 4th. This is it's it. Right. It should be it.
If you think Mitch McConnell's done approving judges in fucking November, you're wrong.
January. Right. Exactly.
You're wrong. Yeah. Right.
If you think he's done signing executive orders November through January, you're fucking
high. You're wrong. You're wrong.
Off at this point. And I think that's probably when you'll probably see some of the most action. Now, will they make a few arrests between now and then? They better do something. Can't wait too long because we don't want a civil war starting because the Patriots are fed up with this man.
Yeah, they're going to fucking deflate the ball or whatever.
You can't. Here's the thing. You've got to get Goldilocks in there. You can't do it too soon. You can't do it too late. You've got to do it at the perfect time. That's why, because it's so hard. Trump is a 4D chess master, but even this is hard for him, Tom. This is difficult. Trying to decide when to do the mass arrests. You don't spring this on people. Do you have to send someone to save the date if you're going to mass arrest them, do you think?
Well, otherwise, like, how do you know 60 days out?
Yeah. Right? You don't know. You don't know.
What's the etiquette on that? If you arrest somebody and then they get out like in less than a year, like you have to give the arrest back. Is it like, all right, fine. You know,
Yeah. And do you send them an arrest plus one? Can they bring a plus one to the mass arrest? You know, do you automatically invite their spouse?
Got arrested. I didn't even know what to register for. Well, I'll take sex offender. Actually, I registered it for sex offender.
Tell me that guy on the right doesn't look like a fucking registered sex offender. Jesus
Christ.
Seriously,
he looks like a pedo priest. Like, he wears like a black shirt with the white shirt underneath it to even make it look like the collar and everything.
You're in someplace after hours, and this guy comes in the bathroom and pees next to you in a stall. You think you're in Phantasm. You're just like, no, I'm gonna fucking die in a few minutes. There's gonna be a floating ball that's gonna hit me in the face. Yeah, no, it's fucking terrifying.
Somebody's asking, are the Democrat mass arrests coinciding with the pedophile mass arrest? I think they're the same. They're all the same, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I think there's a mix and match.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a pick'em.
BOGO.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's a pick'em. And it's a big trough, so you can pick'em. It can be for voter suppression. Voter fraud, because they don't believe in voter suppression. They believe in voter fraud. That's what they commit all the time. So it's voter fraud, pedophilia, what else would it be? I guess it would be sedition is another thing. So there's a bunch of things you can pick.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe there's like a spinny board, like one of those, like when you walk into a store and you get up to 10% off. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Now I guess being a scientist is sedition, right? That's where we're at now. I'm sure you saw that story where if you're a CDC scientist or you're, you know, in any way in opposition to the administration, that's seditious. That's kind of interesting because it sounds so Khmer Rouge like, you know, like when the Khmer Rouge was like, if you're a doctor or an intellectual or you wear glasses, you know, we're going to take you out into a field and beat you to death with an axe handle. Like it's sedition. That's true. It's like now it's sedition to be, you know, a scientist that disagrees with the administration. That's not terrifying.
No, it's not scary at all. Yeah, no,
not at all.
No, I'm glad we live in very calm times to reassure me too. So yeah.
A warning about this: the Patriots are fed up. I'm not going to mention who it is, but it was a very well-known and reputable military type of Twitter account.
You wouldn't know him. He's from Niagara Falls. He's from Niagara Falls. You wouldn't know him, but he and I totally did it. We did it. You know,
It's a very reputable Twitter account. That's the world we're living in right now, guys. That's how fucking awful this is. Yeah, look, I'm not going to say his name, but that is a reputable Twitter account. Holy fuck. Just fucking kill yourself right in the face now. A reputable military-type Twitter account.
Yeah. It's a really deep children's book. It's very deep.
What is a military-type Twitter account, Cecil? Is it like, does it have a camouflage check mark next to it? What the fuck does that even mean? Whoa.
Oh, no.
See it.
I know. It goes on Twitch and recruits kids to go into the military. That's what it. That's a military
right.
type
yeah,
Twitter
that's what
account.
It is. Yeah. God.
That put out a statement from an ex-veteran that was basically putting a warning out that you guys better get your stuff together, or because if we take matters into our own hands to take back this country, it ain't going to be good. And see, that's what I've been warning about.
Well, then why would you do it? Like, if it's not going to be good, why would? Yeah, look, man. I'll tell you what, I'm gonna fuck some shit up. I'm not even good at this. If you don't fucking make dinner, I'm gonna make dinner, and I'm basically poisonous. Like, yeah. I never wash my hands. I just took a shit. You don't want me to do this. What in the world does that even mean? Oh, hey, don't make me do it. I'll fuck it up. I'll throw some fucking reds in with the whites, if you know what I mean. Fuck you. That's how bad I'll do it.
I don't know what you mean. What do you mean? What do you mean?
I'm going to take
because if they're waiting.
Tom, please do it. Can you do it already? Jesus.
I should be in charge. I'll just show up and just yell at everybody. Just
too long. The veterans, I got a couple of veteran friends of mine. One of them, he said, we have 14 million veterans that can walk into combat today. Today. Think about that.
Okay.
I thought about it. And that means that we're an imperialist war machine that has waged war my entire life. That's what that means, Mark Taylor. It certainly doesn't mean anything fucking flattering. That's for sure.
Also, like, you have 14 million veterans. Well, I mean, some of them are fucking old, first of all. But also, like, you know what I mean? Like, some of them are just like, they're fucking, but like, you have 14, it's not like they can walk into combat. They could go in combat when they were part of the armed forces. But now that they're out of the armed forces, they're just that neighbor guy with a gun in a gun cabinet. That's they're not like ready for war at all times because they were ready for war. That's not how that works. They don't let them keep the tanks, guys. They don't go home, grab yourself a Bradley fighting vehicle on your way out.
You got to check it out like the library. They have his punch card where you just check it out for the weekend to go home. But also, doesn't this presume that all veterans are on that side, right? We know that's not true. We know that's not true. We hear from vets all the time that say that, you know, that they hate Trump and that many people that they are in service with currently hate Trump and that they totally don't like this administration. So it presumes, and what I don't know if his figure is even correct, so I don't know. But even if it was, like, let's say that is a true figure. That necessarily means that there's 14 million of them that are just like, yep, I'm ready to go. We all signed Trump on our last ballot, and we're all ready to go kill our brother who lives in a blue state because Trump said so.
Right, yeah. Like, it's just like, okay, well, I guess I'm at war now again? Like, I thought I quit that job.
Yeah.
You're done with that job. Why would you want that job again? That's a shitty job the first time you have that job.
Yeah, you paid me shit before, and now you're going to pay me. You're not going to pay me at all to do this. Yeah.
I'd like to go to war for free. Said nobody ever in all the history of time. Even when we draft people, we still have to fucking pay them.
Exactly.
Country. I have warned that if they wait too late, if we're not careful, if they don't show something that justice is coming, at least show the patriots that justice is coming. It will buy some time until the election.
God, has he been talking about this? How long, Tom, has he been talking about this?
Well, that's the thing. Even Mark Taylor is getting fucking bored with the waiting. All these guys, they've for 3.5 years, they've had the same like, you know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Look, fucking pop already. You're chafing me. Like, what the fuck?
At a certain point, you get a little bored. You're like, what's on TV?
You've
been rubbing up against me for a while here.
It's just like we're not even having a good time. No one's having a good time. We're just like grunting at each other at some point. What the fuck? But that's where we're at. We're 3.5 years with nothing happened. Even Mark Taylor is getting bored of this shit. He's like, look, something's got to fucking give. Otherwise, I just look like the asshole here. And that can't be the truth. I wouldn't want to look like the asshole.
Well, I mean, there's been how many of these people? Got to be four of them, Tom, that have been talking about this for, Jesus, they've been talking about this for years. At this point. Yeah, 2 or 3 years.
God damn. Well, like, are they not bored? Like, fucking Liz Crokin started talking about this when she still had the right number of fingers. Yeah. Like, this has been going on so long, she can't even fucking count to 10 anymore reliably. She's got to borrow some toes. She's into the fucking piggies just to get to 10.
8.5, 9. Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, she's at like 7.75 or whatever she's at right now.
Oh, tragedy.
Fuck.
So let's see. What do we got? We got a couple other stories we can cover. Let's look at chat for a minute. See what's going on. I can't scroll in this chat. That's what I don't like.
I don't like the other chat. If you don't catch it, it's gone.
Yeah, because there used to be. Remember the other chat where we would be on the other thing? It would be easier to scroll.
I can scroll back really far.
That's great.
Well, you're the fucking person in charge.
Fucking dungeon master or whatever your fucking.
I can't do anything.
No, it doesn't. I can't interact with it in any way. I can't type in it. I can't scroll in it. As soon as a comment is gone, it's just gone forever.
Highlight it, and that's about it. Fix his chat, Ian, someone says. Kevin, thank you, Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin's
on our side.
Kevin's on our side.
And says, I like the fact that in less than 5 minutes, two assholes from Chicago have effectively torn this entire situation to shreds and shown it has only no teeth, but it is laughable.
Okay, now read all the rest of them that I missed.
You want me to read the rest of them?
Yeah, can you just read all of them?
Okay, I'm going to sit here.
The mass arrests are the Father Bright's great pumpkin.
Read it with some enthusiasm. Like I'm not feeling this right now, Ian.
No,
come on.
Yeah, no, hold on, Ian. Ian, I want to do like an audio thing. Can you change your voice a little for each one? Can you just do like, you know?
Can you do one like an NPR poetry reading?
Yeah, do one like a dwarf.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do. Just how about some reverb?
Oh, there we go.
Who is justice and why is he coming?
Perfect. That's perfect. That's perfect.
That's great.
Who liked Ian's commercial this last week? If you liked it, write I love Ian in the chat.
Gary's commercial.
Gary's. I'm sorry. Gary's commercial. You got to write I love Ian in the chat if you do it. If you liked it. It's only a few people who listen to the show in this chat, so we might get like 2 or 3 people. Ian's commercial was the best.
Look at that.
Ian's commercial was
really
the best.
Like it, okay, Michelle.com/shop.
Michelle says, I actually like Ian's lack of enthusiasm. I don't want to kink shame Michelle, but you're on your own with that one.
and if you have a lack of enthusiasm, you can go to adamandeve.com and you can get some enthusiasm. All you have to do is shop their products, type in Gloria checkout. You'll get 50% off almost any item and then free shipping. They'll ship it right to your door and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And Ian is the one who tells you about it all the time. So. Go to adamandeve.com, Gloria checkout. What does that say? Does Ian work for SGU too? Ian, are you cheating on us?
Ian, absolutely.
I don't know the fuck
that
is.
Ian, I want to know. I want to know. I want to look at your phone. Hand me your phone, Ian. I want to look at your phone.
I want to look at your phone. Why do you always take that into the shower, Ian?
I hear they have an Ian, and he's very attractive, but that's all I have heard.
So tell me who your favorite SGU person is, Ian. That you know.
Yeah. And then tell us who your favorite host of Cognitive Dissonance is.
Stargate fucking universe.
I swear to God.
Anybody?
It's going to be Gary.
That's be the only safe answer. It's so great.
It is. Yeah. Gary is the only safe answer.
Oh, what is Ian's OnlyFans account? What is his OnlyFans account?
Oh, yeah. What is your OnlyFans, Ian? Yeah,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is that where you do speed runs and dance revolution?
Naked with microphones.
You know, if you do it naked, you could use another digit on the pad when you do that. So it works. It works good. Yeah. Okay.
Ian's kink shaming.
We do need to get Cara Santa Maria back on the program again.
We should. It's been a long time.
She was a really, really good. Yeah. Really good guest for sure.
See, so there's a lot of people here that are loving your new program, your Season Liberally. Your cooking show. A lot of comments.
Yeah, you guys want to check it out. Season Liberally at YouTube. You guys can check it out. There's a bunch of videos that posted, and I just posted one last week, and I'm posting a new one this week. I made a I made my traditional bread, but I also tried to make a different type of bread that was also really simple, one pot bread by Jacques Pepin. So check it out. It's going to post. I don't know if it's going to post Friday. I wanted to post Friday, but some of the footage I shot. What's crazy is like I'm learning how to use a camera at the same time, right? So I'm not really good at video. I don't really know. And so I'm trying to learn how to use a camera at the same time. And shooting dough and like flour is really, really difficult because it's blindingly bright. And it's almost everything we film, because if you get me in the shot, I'm properly white balanced. But then you look at the shot and it's just blown out. And so now we have to refilm one of our specific pieces that we did. Because the daylight that was coming in through the window was just too bright for the whole thing, and it just ruined almost a lot of the footage. So same problem people try to film me.
Like, it's the same problem. I throw up all the white balance. It's just, it fucks the whole thing up. I can't.
And I do want to throw a shout out to Russell, who helped me put he was the one who did all the work on the intro, outro, and transitions. Russell did all that work. I traded him money for it, but he did all the work. So he was, and he actually contacted me through this. So yeah, I don't have enough lighting. I just brought lighting kit home, so I'm going to try to do that with lighting. But the daylight was just not good enough. So yeah.
Somebody said the brown butter bar cookies said holy dick tits. They're amazing. I've never heard holy dick tits before,
dude. So, seriously, I've eaten
my weight in those things. They're delicious.
Those are really good. Those are really good. Yeah. Those are just outstanding. All right, let's do one more. After the pandemic too, I want to do one with you, Tom, where you come over and we cook something together. But
that'd
I just got to wait until the pandemic's over. So
that would be a lot of fun. I'd enjoy that very much. What do you want to do, man?
I don't know. What do you want? Let's do that first one. That Indian politician.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So this one doesn't have a video. This one doesn't have a really good. What do you think of the image? Should I put the image on the screen?
The image is kind of good. I mean, it's okay. At least for a moment, put it on there, and then I'll read through the story.
Let me paste it into that other window, and then we can go from there.
Oh, also, here's the Mark Taylor thumbnail that I made. It's not perfect, but it's quick.
What is that?
If anybody's played Mass Effect, this is Mass Arrest. And that's Donald.
Did you just make that right now?
I love it so much.
Around
9:04 while we were just
texting me.
I like his cod piece, to be perfectly frank. I think his cod piece is fucking
that's
rocking.
Amazing. How do you do that?
That's outstanding.
That's amazing.
I didn't make that.
All right, so Ian, on the on that thing, there is I pasted the new thing, so you can scroll up. You can look at the guys.
Oh,
in the mud. It's so great.
Holy. Tom, tell him about it.
All right, so this story comes from golfnews.com. Indian politician who claimed bathing in mud and blowing a conch shell provides immunity, test COVID-19 positive. All right, so that might surprise you. It surprised me. Here he is taking his fucking mud bath. He looks like he's covered in actual diarrhea shit.
Where did they take this picture with a fucking potato? I mean, seriously, what
Thank
the
you.
Fuck is happening here?
Thank you.
What is
the
that?
Worst- Is they it, smear some of the mud on the lens?
Do you remember when I was a kid, there was a video camera that came out for kids. Do you remember this? It was like a really, really crappy, like terrible video camera that had tapes in it or whatever, but it was made for kids and it was like rugged. And it came out, I was in high school at the time. So it was a million years ago, but it was one of those things that came out, and I remember it had the worst picture quality, but kids used to go out and film with it or whatever. And I remember, like, this was the picture quality. It's like 240 pixels across was your picture quality. That's the best you could do. So you got to kind of squint at it the whole time. It's like watching like Cinemax with the bars going across. You don't know what you're looking at. Yeah.
Oh my God. Somebody says that was Fisher Price and it's shot on audio cassettes.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Oh, someone called this guy Indian Steve Bannon, and it's so true.
it looks like him. He looks like a guy with liver problems, for sure. He looks like he's got fucking liver problems.
His head looks too big for his body, in my opinion. I mean, he looks like he's Photoshopped. Like, he looks crazy to me.
Everything about this man is wrong. An Indian politician, Sukhbir Janapuria.
Sukhbir? I like that. Sukhbir sounds good. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm done. Yeah.
As long as you don't slurp it. Just don't slurp it.
Yeah, don't shame. Yeah.
who posted a video sitting in a pool of mud with a conch shell in order to supposedly ward off coronavirus, tested positive for the disease on September the 14th. According to local media reports on Monday, he was one of the 24 members of parliament who tested positive for COVID-19 a month prior to the results.
Wow.
Yeah, he uploaded this video sitting in a muddy field with a conch shell in his hand. Go out, get wet in the rain, sit in the dirt, work on the farm, blow a conch, and eat Desi things. One gains immunity from doing these things. He's heard it.
I love that. He's just like, I have a testable theory. That didn't work.
What? Sit in the dirt in the rain. Like, what fucking medical expert's like, you know what you should do is be cold and dirty. That's definitely why our hospitals are not like sterile environments. We always have like a surgeon like goes and has like a fucking mud bath right before he like transplants your kidney into somebody. Oh, you know what?
That's crazy.
I was going to go ahead and do that heart transplant, but I haven't blown a fucking note into a conch shell recently. I wouldn't want someone to get sick.
Well, you know what? You know what's crazy is the blowing in the conch thing or blowing in the conch shell. The reason why he did it is he said because it would improve his lung capacity or whatever. It's like there's other ways, Chubbo, to improve your lung capacity.
Run, right?
You could look. You didn't have to run. You could walk someplace once in a while. Don't just roll around in your mud pit. What the fuck, dude?
Maybe he just needed an excuse to blow some conch. Maybe that's just like he just needed to give himself the fucking permission.
Well,
look, it's 2020, man. You can blow all the conch you want. It's
you
okay.
You need a big, hard, white conch. That's what you need. And I can give you one of those things. A conch. That's what I can't do the hard. I can't do the big. But I can give you what you need.
Oh my
God. Caliente. Yeah. Dude, someone just typed sex in the chat. Sex. You bet, buddy. Yeah. Welcome to the show, Kevin. That's the Welcome joke. To the show.
God damn.
Oh man.
I love when these guys are like, oh, no, I got the cure for the coronavirus. What you gotta do is something insane. And then they always get the coronavirus. It's like, or you could do like any of the one rational thing, which is like stay away from people and wear a mask. It's like all you gotta do. Just like, yeah, just, you know, wear a mask and stay away from people because people's how you get this. You know, maybe lay around in the mud some more. Give that a whirl. Fucking idiots.
Someone just typed to the chat drink after I said caliente, and they said every time Idre says caliente, you have to drink. So that's two more drinks, by the way.
There you go.
Just so you know, that's two more. But we need some other rules, and we got to have Ian, you got to collate the rules. Can you do that for us? The drinking game rules for us?
Okay.
Yeah, you got to collate them. So if there's any drinking game rules. Well, the first one is and it does it matter if Ian says it or if do I have to say it?
Oh yeah,
it
was,
like you got to
the rule.
Yeah, you got because there's got to be
say the word.
What it's just the word?
What was the word?
Caliente.
What
word?
Caliente.
There you go. That's it. Drink fuckers.
Drink it. Drink it up, motherfucker. Drink it up. That's looking amazing. So good.
That's so good.
Let's talk while we're talking about drinking, Tom. Let's talk about Taco Bell.
Oh, this is so good. This is fucking everything. This is I can't even fucking believe this story. It's from CNN Business, by the way. Taco
Bell.
You could take
Chubby Mc roll around in the mud conch off if you want.
Okay.
this is the peak of dystopia, right? Before we had a pandemic, we had fires, but now this is peak dystopia. Taco Bell is now selling its own custom wine. You heard that right. Custom Taco Bell wine. It's not just that they're selling wine at Taco Bell, guys. Oh, no, no, no. It's Taco Bell wine. It gets worse.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say this before we start, Tom.
Yep, yep.
If I put Taco Bell wine next to other wine in front of you, would you be able to tell the difference between Taco Bell wine and other wine?
100% yes.
Really?
100%. And you know how I know that? Because this is a jalapeno wine, Cecil.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
It's a jalapeno flavored wine. I think even I, with my dullard's palate for wine, which admittedly, I have no palate for wine. It's all sour grape juice. I'm just like, that's like, sour grape juice.
It's not like fucking Taco Bell is making a Pinot Grigio or something, right? They're not doing that. Yeah.
No. All right.
And does it have to come from a specific region of your city to be Taco Bell wine? Can it be something else? If it's not from, you know, a certain region of your city,
then it's just like Hardee's wine. What would be the worst food chain to have its own custom wine other than Taco Bell? I know the
worst food chain. Worst food chain. Let me think about it. Give me a second. Okay. Give me a second to think about it. So, worst food chain next to them to have their own wine.
Yep.
You know, I'm going to say Subway because they'd have to make it right there. They'd have to make it your way right there. So, you'd have to see their stinky ass feet bouncing on grapes. That's disgusting. Not interested.
White Castle wine. Can you imagine? A more foul location. Somebody else, White Castle. White Castle.
The worst part about White Castle wine is when you went there at night to get your drunken White Castles, you'd get more drunk. And that's a terrible thing. That's terrible because then you're 100% going to throw up.
It should be White Castle.
CC's wine. CC's wine. CC's would be the worst. CC's Chianti would be the worst wine in the world. CC's Barilla would be the worst wine you've ever had in your life. Guaranteed. It tastes like New York style pizza. It'd be the worst thing you've ever had.
White Castle should only serve red wine, though, just to fuck with people.
No, white wine, because it goes with I guess you really can't call that meat. I was going to say it's a red meat, but it's probably
from New Zealand. Crave case with boxed wine. You get all your food in cardboard. You just want
it's
all
amazing. That's related food. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. And they also don't shift when you're driving, right? So you just like, you can leave them and they don't move around.
It has to be from West Virginia to be called proper Taco Bell wine. Otherwise, it's just called sparkling sadness. That's so good. That's so good.
Bravo, Matt. Bravo, Matt. Oh, super good. Super good.
Taco Bell is debuting its own custom wine, Jalapeno Noir. To pair with a toasted cheesy chalupa. The jalapeno noir.
How much do I have to pay you to eat a toasty cheesy chalupa, Tom? How much? What kind of money? Is there a patron goal that you could reach that would do that for you?
With the wine? Or just on its own?
We can't get the wine. We're going to have Jay, who sent us down all this stuff. He sent us all that because he's in Canada. It's not even going to sell here.
All right, here's what I'll do, Cecil. I will order DoorDash cheesy chunky chalupa or whatever the fuck it's called. What is it called? Toasted cheesy chalupa. It looks like a fried taco covered in genital warts is what it really looks like in this picture.
Actually, now I'm hungry. All right, ready to go. Yeah,
so I what I'll do, Cecil, is I'll order one when we get next time we have a stream. I'll order one about 15 minutes before we come in the stream for DoorDash, Grubhub, whatever. I'll have them bring it over and I will try it live on stream. But only if we get 10 new patrons.
Knob Creek is what I'm drinking. Someone asked, so I was just I poured this in depression when we were talking to Knowledge Fight, and I just finished the double that I poured myself while we were talking to them. So. I still have Heath Scotch here.
We bought this for Heath.
We bought the 12-year double wood for Heath when he was here, when he came to visit us. And this was a year, 2 years ago when we did the, almost 2 years ago when we did the thing. And still got it. Still, and Heath didn't drink a lot of it too. Heath normally fucking powers through shit and he did not drink a lot that night.
Heath drinks fucking scotch like he's drinking bottled water. He drinks scotch to the point where you can, I'm not even kidding, Heath himself smells smoky. He smells like a peat campfire from like 3 feet away if he's drinking hard. It's unreal.
Every time I drink with Heath, we're always fighting over who's going to buy the next drink, and I always drunk when I hang out with Heath because he constantly is pushing the envelope to go faster.
Yep.
It's always drink, 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 drink. I can't keep up with him, but it's the best.
I cannot now. 2016 Tom had a run with him, but like 2020 Tom, that's unsafe.
You got to tell the story about Thomas Smith and you in New York.
Oh, holy
Thomas
shit.
Smith and you. Yeah.
Yeah. So the first time I met Thomas Smith was 2016 in New York. I met Thomas Smith for the first time and Eli Bosnick for the first time. And Thomas and I decided to go out and drink some old fashions. And he got like, Thomas Smith got like kind of competitive with me. He's kind of a competitive guy. And so like he wanted to arm wrestle. I remember that. And then he wanted to like drink with
that
me.
See, arm wrestling's a bad call. We had a guy in England when we were in Manchester.
Yeah.
That guy with the bald guy came up to you and he's like, I want to arm wrestle Tom. I'm like, I'm like standing there like you're hype, man. I'm like, you don't want none of this. You don't want none of this. I was like, you don't want none of this. And the guy still wanted to arm wrestle you. It was hilarious. What the fuck are you thinking? Tom has 18-inch arms and they're all muscle. Like he has like the his like it, you could outbox him because all you have to do is be a normal sized person and tap him. Yeah, but his arms are
reach. I have no reach.
They're 100% muscle. Yeah. Like there's you've no chance. If you have a normal sized arm, you have no chance.
I think that's like what set him off though, because he got like kind of competitive. So then he wanted to like go drink with me. So we're drinking old fashions, and I'm just having a fine time, and we're hanging out, and Thomas is getting fucking annihilated, and I'm like, let's have another drink. And I'm not even trying to outdrink the guy. It's not even like competitive for realsies. And like he was fucking destroyed. I had to pour him into his. I actually took the same cab with him and his wife back to his hotel to make sure that we could get him in, out of the hotel, out of the cab. And into his hotel because I wasn't sure he was going to be able to walk. I'm like, his wife's not going to be able to pick him up if he passes out. I thought I killed him. I thought I fucking killed him. And I was a little buzz. I will admit, I had a little buzz for sure. Absolutely.
I haven't, it's funny. I haven't held anybody's hair at any of those atheist rallies and stuff that we've been to, like the atheist cons and then the other places. I haven't held anybody's hair at any of those, but there's been some people who've been pretty fucked up at those, man.
Yeah, I have been pretty fucked up, to be fair. Like that one in Manchester, Heath and I went out, and that was pretty aggressive.
Yeah, you were so drunk the next day when we did our live show. You opened your mouth, and I was like, "Holy shit, Tom! You smell like literally like the BFW floor."
Cecil, we got back. If you remember that, we had our live show at 11, and I got back around 5:30 to my room, and I fell asleep, and I woke up, and I was like, "All right." Ready to go. And I jumped out and I hit the floor because I fell right over. Like, oh, nope, still a little drunk. Okay, wasn't expecting that. Took a shower, hopped out of the shower. I was like, oh, still smell like booze. Cecil's going to be mad at me. Got back in the shower.
The next day after our show, I went out that night and I got pretty hammered. And I came back to the hotel and I woke up the next morning and I was like, I got to go get a coffee and a juice. So I walk over to the Starbucks and they make you wait for a coffee because they don't have fucking coffee over there. They have a tea and a big fucking canister, but they don't have fucking coffee. So I got to wait like an asshole for like 30 minutes. I'm waiting for my fucking coffee and I'm starting to get a little woozy. And so they serve me an orange juice. And so I get outside and I chug the orange juice and I walk, no shit, Tom. I walk 45 steps and I threw that orange juice up in a fucking trash can. I fucking drank it. I walk 40 steps and I was like, still drunk, still hammered, God. Still going. And I went back to my room and I fell the fuck asleep until 11 o'clock. I woke up and my coffee was cold. I was fucking wasted, man.
I was so sure you were going to be pissed. Like, I was like, I got out of the shower. Yeah. I was like, I still smell like booze. I got right back to the shower.
It did smell like booze.
I know. There's no hiding it. It was in my fucking pores.
You could not. It was in your pores. You came in, you seriously smelled like a VFW bathroom. It was the worst. It's so bad. Oh God. All right. So guys, that's going to wrap it up for this week. Enjoy your Taco Bell Chalupa wine and, enjoy this week's cognitive dissonance.
But you can enjoy Citation Needed too, if you want, you're allowed to.
Yes. Hey, there it is on the screen, citationpod.com. You can go check out that show. Uri Geller this week. Last week we did The Lady Who Gave Handjobs to Dolphins, which is one of the funniest shows we've ever done. I really thought it was hilarious.
You guys, it's called very, very funny. I love it. That's the name of the show, so you won't wreck it. You got to listen to this one. It's a lot of fun.
Margaret, how love it. It was one of the funnier ones we've done in a long time. And this week is Uri Geller. It's an Eli essay. So check it out. And that's going to wrap it up for this time. We're going to be back next week, next Thursday night. So come on back, come hang out with us. That's it. So long, everybody. Take care. And we'll see you next week. Bye, everyone.
All right, guys. Bye.
Peace.
Make sure to subscribe to all the channels.
Peace.
Yeah. What Ian said.
Do that.
Like the clip channel.
The clip channel,
Ian,
too.
Ian's gaming channel. You can subscribe.
Ian, where's the clip channel? Ian, post the clip channel. Wait, post the clip channel.
I think I put, there it is.
Post the clip channel.
I have a trigger for that. And also for the cooking channel.
Oh, look at that.
And also for the merch channel.
Look at that.
Which is not a channel, but it's a link, whatever.
Nice. So click those links, Fresh guys. Buy merch and subscribe to other stuff. We'll see you guys later.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. We're still on. There we go. Look at Gary. When Gary was still up and around and able to stand.
We gotta glue him back together or whatever, huh?
We gotta hire a mannequin guy because his fucking bottoms is off, dude. We have two choices. Either we hire a guy to fucking glue him back together or we put a fleshlight in his crotch. Those are our two options, Tom. We don't have other options.
It's that bad, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty bad, dude. Gary's not in a good way. It's also weird to carry in and out of your house during a pandemic, I will say.
I bet it is. I weirdly miss Gary, you know? Like, I don't even want I don't want a new Gary, though. Like, that's fucking OG Gary.
No, that Gary, the OG Gary. Yeah, OG Gary stays, for sure. Yeah, OG Gary is where it's at.